Mathieu concluded, in one of his articles, Owen mentioned a philosopher who said that throughout human history, there has probably been no one who has been truly happy and truly good. Buddhism offers a different perspective. The Tibetan word for Buddhahood has two syllables, sang, which refers to someone who has cleared away all obscurations, and je, which refers to one who has developed every possible excellence, like light replacing darkness. Buddhahood is conceived as ultimate goodness, the actualization of the goodness at the fundamental core of consciousness. Since the potential for actualizing Buddhahood is present in every sentient being, the Buddhist approach is therefore closer to the idea of original goodness than to that of original sin. This primordial goodness, the Buddha nature, is the ultimate nature of the mind. This state of realization is said to be utterly devoid of negative emotions and, consequently, of suffering. Attaining Buddhahood is therefore a process of purification, of the gradual accumulation of positive qualities and wisdom. Ultimately, one comes to a state of full awareness in which obscuring or destructive emotions have no reason to arise anymore. Everything must be based on direct experience. It's not something that comes easily. Experience requires perseverance, diligence, and constant effort. As the great Tibetan hermit Milarepa said, in the beginning, nothing comes. In the middle, nothing stays. In the end, nothing goes. So it takes time. But what is encouraging is that if you progress to the best of your capacity, you can definitely check that it works. As Mathieu concluded, the Dalai Lama bowed his head to him in appreciation, saying with a smile, in addition to his title of Gelong, meaning monk, Mathieu should also now have the title of Geshe, the equivalent of a PhD in Tibetan spiritual studies.